We're going to look at some proofs. Believe in the fact of the resurrection. We're going to look at some proofs, three proofs in this text of the resurrection. The first one is people in print. Those are witnesses, okay? Witnesses. You have, first of all, the witness of the scripture. Again, look at verses 3 and 4. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. The scriptures is the idea of that which is written. These are the words of God that indicate that Jesus rose from the dead. You have the very words of God, his testimony written for you that Jesus rose from the dead. That's documentation. Then you have eyewitnesses. Look at verse 5. He appeared to, and we already read this earlier, he appeared to Peter, the 12, 500 brothers, James, then all the apostles, Cephas, which is Peter, then the 12, I guess I just read that, and then he appeared to me, Paul. So what you have here is documentation and eyewitnesses. Now, when you're trying to establish a matter in court, you can't do much better than that. You have documentation, the fact these things have happened, and you have people who actually saw this. I don't know if you've ever been on a jury trial or in a courtroom situation where they come in and they present evidence. And alternate juror on a murder trial up in Fort Wayne. And it was amazing where they would come in and they presented the evidence and what was said and eyewitnesses and here were the shell casings from the gun that was fired and how they matched and everything. It was laid out so clearly that the individual said, he said, I'm guilty. We didn't even have to deliberate. Here you have eyewitnesses. You have documentation. This is a fact that is presented. So you have people in print. Here's another proof that establishes the fact of the resurrection. That's a promise. Look at verse 20. Jump down a ways. Verse 20 and verse 23. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Verse 23. But each in his own order, Christ the first fruits. First fruits means that here is the initial and there's more to come. Have you ever ordered an all-you-can-eat menu? Man, I love seafood. There have been a few times where Teresa and I have gone to a seafood restaurant and it's like all-you-can-eat crab legs. And I tell you what, they bring them out, and they bring that first bucket out, and you're like, oh. And the waitress says, there's more from where that came from. And you're like, hot dog. You know, man, this is great. And that's what you have here. Jesus is the first fruits. He is the indication that there is more to follow. Christ was resurrected. And because of his resurrection, that means that all who believe are going to be resurrected to new life as well. Here's another proof, and that's a principle. Look at verses 21 and 22. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. One man sinned, Adam, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. We're all sinners. We're all sinners. It goes back to Adam's sin. And because of Adam's sin, we all sin. But the principle then follows. One died for sin, paid for that sin and rose again. That means all who believe that Jesus died for them and believe the payment for their sin was the blood of Jesus, all those who believe those truths, those facts, will rise again unto new life. It's a principle. No fact, my friend, has ever been scrutinized like the resurrection of Jesus. There's been more discussion and arguments and study and research on the resurrection than any other fact in history. And it stands the test. And the fact that Jesus is alive should encourage you and give you hope that he was the first one. He rose from the dead and continues to live so that because of that, when we die from this body, we too will rise again unto new life. I believe absent from this body, present with the Lord at that moment of death, you're present with the Lord. But he indicates here that there will be an actual resurrection of our bodies to be with him forever. It's a principle. And these truths encourage you as you face the challenges of life, as you face the everyday situations of life. You gain that hope, the hope of eternity and the hope of facing eternity. Can't help but think of the next song that we have here entitled Forever. Let's sing that together, standing together as we sing.